AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he gets a first-hand look at Ida's destruction, President Biden is focusing on short-term relief and long-term fixes. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In New Jersey, where at least 27 people died due to Ida, the president drove through a neighborhood with damaged furniture and other items stacked outside homes.
The losses that we witnessed today are profound.
And he says more will come unless the nation acts. The president says it's seeing climate change's effects in real time, with more frequent and ferocious storms, wildfires, and the like. Now is the time to invest in infrastructure to lessen climate change's impacts.
We can't turn it back very much, but we can prevent it from getting worse.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 400,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana still don't have power 9 days after Hurricane Ida. A bill signing today in Texas.
Governor. Election integrity is now law in the state of Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill adding voting restrictions.
It ensures that every eligible voter will have the opportunity to vote. One way that it achieves that is it provides even more hours of time for people to be able to go cast their vote.
Abbott says it makes it harder for fraudulent votes to be cast. He mentioned mail-in ballots. At least 3 federal lawsuits have been filed to try to stop the bill. All contend the changes in Texas will have a disproportionate impact on minorities. Crews say containment lines for the big Caldor wildfire around Lake Tahoe in California are holding up. The fire is 49% contained. A judge struck down ballot language that aimed to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency, saying the wording was misleading and unworkable. It mentioned a new Department of Public Safety that may include police officers. This is AP News. 2 decades after 9/11, Muslims are still facing bias. Shahana Hanif was walking with her sister in Brooklyn days after the attack.
An immediate recollection is being called a terrorist as a 9-year-old.
But the incident spurred her on to speak out for herself and others. She's running for a seat on the New York City Council. Mistrust of Muslims didn't start on 9/11, but it dramatically intensified with the attacks. Amira Ahmed was born after the attacks, but realized a connection on the anniversary.
You go to school that day, I started, you know, to understand that's why they're looking at me, or, you know, maybe others are perceiving me differently now because I'm clearly Muslim.
Ahmed says she feels empowered to wear a hijab.
I want to take that step to represent my faith in that specific time where Muslims were kind of on the spot.
Ahmed says she hopes her future children don't feel the need to prove they belong. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.